Last night almost feels like it was a dream. You arrived at my hotel room while I was still in the shower. I couldn't hear you calling out my name. When I didn't answer, I suppose you used the keycard I'd given you earlier at the conference. You must have seen the note I left on the chair, because when I came out from the shower, clad only in my bathrobe, you were there, reclined on the bed and staring at me. I was momentarily taken aback. I hadn't heard you enter. The minimal fabric of the robe you'd pulled on allowed me to take in so much of your body. Your forearms conspicuously exposed. I couldn't help but bite my lower lip and smile the tiniest smile at the sight. I was nervous and yet excited. But I couldn't let you see my trepidation. I approached you with graceful purpose, sitting on the bed next to you. I could have sworn I heard the increased tempo of your heartbeat, but perhaps it was just mine. The candlelight surrounded us, bathing us both in a soft glow. With a delicate hand, I tugged the robe open, exposing your masculine chest. I couldn't help but touch the nipple to my right, tugging gently as it hardened in my grip. You whimpered softly, causing me to tug harder. I was still certain I could hear your heartbeat, and so I put my hand on your neck, feeling for your pulse. I was correct. Your heart was beating madly, coming into sync with my own. I flashed you a mischievous grin, moving down the bed a little. I was so eager. With shaking hands, I opened your robe the rest of the way, exposing your stomach, your legs, and your cock. Resting languidly across your thigh, its soft girth already sizable. I couldn't help but let out a small, delighted gasp. Your swollen balls laid loose and relaxed between your legs. Straight away, I went to work massaging your thighs and abdomen with oil, anywhere but your cock. The vigor of my movements shook my breasts free from my robe, which I allowed to fall casually from my shoulders. Your breathing quickened as your cock twitched to life. I felt you watching my face, taking in my eyes so full of excitement as I watched your heavy balls shift and your cock lurch as it expanded. I continued with barely suppressed glee, teasing so close to your thickening member and squealing in anticipation. As your cock lifted itself slowly into the air, veins growing ever more prominent, your cock throbbed in desperation to be touched. I traced my fingers down the tense sinews of your forearm, pleased with the similar display of veins. Your eyes widened as I put a cock ring in your hand. After I dripped some oil onto your tip, I watched you roll the ring down your shaft until you reached the base. My jaw dropped slightly when I watched you give your cock a full-fisted squeeze, causing the upper half of your cock to bulge deliciously. I wanted it. Greedily, I directed you to put your hands at your sides again and began gently slapping your cock between my palms, mesmerized by the heft of the physical manifestation of your lust for me. I'd never seen any cock surge to such a size before, and the sight both aroused and delighted me. I watched your eyes fall closed in pleasure as I lightly tugged your balls with one hand and gave a firm stroke from tip to base with the other. In my delicate hand, your cock appeared as a velvet-sheathed granite monument to pleasure, silken and warm. A small dribble of pre-cum appeared, and without hesitation, I quickly licked it off, causing you to groan lowly. Unable to hold back anymore, I grabbed you with both hands and pumped you with wild intensity, pre-cum flowing from you like a natural spring. I loved watching your body move under my ministrations. I watched you bucking your hips and thrusting into my yearning hands. You were close to losing control, but I stopped and looked you in the eyes with a powerful lust. I wanted you so desperately. I didn't want to wait anymore. I planted my hands on your chest, straddling your cock, and began to grind furiously. I could feel you giving yourself over to me as I took what I wanted. As I rode you, our eyes locked, and I could feel our pleasure becoming one. As you moaned, I moaned. Our hearts beat as one. Our ecstasy was one. I focused on stimulating my clit on your frenulum, and that pushed us over the edge together, singing a duet of divine energy as our bodies convulsed. Jet after jet of hot, thick cum erupted from your cock. Our love sprayed your torso and neck, even hitting your chin. Even as I licked the cum from between your collarbones, your cock was still at work, draining the contents of your heavily laden balls. After sucking the cum from your nipple, I kissed you and shared the delicate flavor of our joy. I laid down on top of you, snuggling as we basked in the afterglow. Even now, I feel infused with a deep contentment. Looking into your eyes as you listen to me recount our adventure, I can't help but want to synchronize our hearts again. May I worship you this morning?